This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
When we're talking about child porn, child sex predators, people who create and distribute this material online, there's literally thousands of them. The problem, I should say, is massive. Joining me now to talk about something that really helped deal with it is our Attorney General of the State of South Carolina, Alan Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Terrace. Great to be on your show again. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. So tell us about S-74. It's currently in our state house. Administrative subpoena bill.
Yes. Yes. This is a very important bill for protecting children and, you know, protecting South Carolinians at large. First off, we receive about 11,000 cyber tips a year. A cyber tip is where someone sees child porn coming across the internet and they report it to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And when they report that tip, they basically report it as, hey, I got an email from this email, or there's a screen name, you know, that someone was uploading porn to this site under this screen name, or it might even come as an IP address. Those pieces of information, an IP address, an email, or a screen name, does not tell us anything about the subscriber or who it's registered to. And in order to find out what's going on at that location, we have to go to the United States Attorney's Office, or we have to go through a very cumbersome bureaucratic process that goes before a judge in order just to get that information. So this bill basically cuts red tape and allows us to get to the predator more quickly. Basically, what it does is it would allow me to sign an administrative subpoena to say Google or Charter, Spectrum, or Comcast, or whoever your internet service provider is. It would allow me to find out who the registered agent is or who the subscriber is for a particular IP address, or say if you see Carolina Boy 27, I'm making that up, of course, is a screen name that it's sending child porn to people. We don't know who that subscriber is. This would allow us to get that person's information and then begin the process of investigating. Care what it does not do, and this is important because this is where it got held up in the House. People believed that this would allow the Attorney General, me, to send a subpoena to get your personal emails or your text messages or your personal identifiable information. You know, it does not allow us to do that. It just allows us to find out who is registered to a particular name on the internet. That's all it does. And if you think we get 11,000 cyber tips a year on average, imagine it taking a month or 2 months just to get the subscriber information for each one of those tips. It's impossible to go after everyone.
So you need folks. Is this stuck in committee in the House?
So the Senate passed the bill, and they passed it the bill that the Senate passed is good. It's what will cut. It will cut tons of red tape. It will save thousands of man hours in waiting. The House got very nervous and they loaded it up with some amendments that basically takes it back to where we are now. They're not giving us the administrative subpoena power. They're requiring us to go in front of judges just to get subscriber information. We're not even talking about the content. And so the feds can already do this without a judicial signature. They don't need a judge. That's why we go to the feds. The problem for us is if we go to the feds, it might take a month or two to get that information. So we want the state attorney general to have the same power as the United States attorney and thereby shave off lots of valuable time that we have to wait in order just to find out who an IP address or screen name is registered to.
Absolutely. And during that time, I mean, children could be abused for another 2 months if they're creating this porn.
Well, Terry, I talked to our ICAC commander last week. He said there have been instances where there were live streaming shows of children being abused in real time. And we're having to wait weeks and in some cases a month or two to find out who that site is registered to when we could find out in 24, 48 hours. So this is important. And so the ask for your listeners is this. Call your House member and say, look, there's a bill called S-74. It's called the Administrative Subpoena Bill. Tell the House members, hey, please pass the Senate version. This will help law enforcement go after child predators better. It does not violate anyone's constitutional rights. It does not give us access to your personal information or your privacy. This just gives us who a screen name is registered to. That's all it does.
That is absolutely horrific that there's live instances of children being abused and it takes 2 months for you to get it. That is ridiculous. We need to get that red tape out of your way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Attorney General, I want to ask you about one other thing. We've got, a week left. So I know you're trying to get your bill across the line. And we've also got a week left on, with South Carolina's hospitality industry in survival mode. A lot of folks, there's been a lot of reporting on this. Insurance market's collapsed under the weight of unchecked liability laws. Small businesses across the state are either being denied insurance coverage or priced out entirely. The lawsuits keep coming. There's two bills on this, one in the Senate and one in the House, but so far they haven't reconciled them to do something for these folks. What do you make of this? What needs to happen? And do you think anything's going to happen before the end of the week?
Well, I can't tell you what's going to happen this week, but if you're talking about the liquor liability issue in South Carolina, it is horrific. And people who are opposed to these reforms, I've heard one argument used is that this is just about greedy insurance companies, racking up profits to raise the premiums for people to sell liquor and alcohol in various establishments. Tara, I looked at Georgia, and the average annual premium for a liquor license, to have liquor liability insurance, for a restaurant in Georgia is $5,000. In South Carolina, it's averaging $25,000 a year. So my question is, if this is about the greed on the part of insurance companies, Are insurance companies greedier in South Carolina but not greedier in Georgia? I would submit to you they're not. It's not a function of greed. It's a function of incentive structure. Our laws are written such that people are incentivized to go after establishments that sell alcohol. So if you have a person drinking early in the day, they have one drink at a very well-funded bar, and then 6 hours later, after drinking at 10 other bars, they hit someone or kill someone. Everyone wants to go after the deepest pockets. And of course, insurance companies have to assume the risk of that, and they raise the premiums as a function of the incentive structure. Because if you sell alcohol, you can be on the hook for 100% of the damages, unlike other industries where you only pay the percentage of fault you are. So this is something that needs to be addressed. And I'm not saying insurance companies aren't greedy. I'm just saying is I don't think greed is driving this issue here. And so they definitely need to do something, because a lot of small mom and pop businesses are going to go out of business if we don't fix this.
AG Allen Wilson, what do you think the solution is? Because there's two bills. There's one in the House and one in the Senate, and they're pretty far apart. What is either of those the solution?
Well, I haven't followed those two specific bills, okay. But as a matter of general public policy, they treat people who sell or manufacture alcohol on par or the same as people who are found wanton or reckless. And that's how the law was written. If you sell alcohol, then you are portioned damages. You could receive up to 100% of the damages, regardless if you're only 5% at fault. And so when it comes to that, you should treat them you should be found at fault only for the percentage of your contribution to the harm. That would be my position. But right now, that's not how our laws are written.
That makes sense. And so that is then why, you know, the liquor liability insurance bill says for South Carolina is $25,000, you know, for a restaurant versus $5,000 for Georgia.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And again,
because the payout's
it's lower in North Carolina as well.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I got a question for just one more question. Do you think that that people who are attorneys in our legislature should be able to vote on bills on that, or should they recuse themselves? I mean, a lot of them are voting on bills that directly impact their legal practices.
Look, I'm never going to say that a legislator shouldn't be able to vote. Because if all of a sudden you start looking, picking and choosing various, you know, industries that legislators can't vote on because of what they do in the private sector, then you're basically denying votes by the people they represent. You know, we elect House members and senators to go represent us. And if you're saying a senator or a House member can't vote on a bill simply because that it might affect their industry. Now, if it affects them personally, you know, that's a conflict of interest. But just because it affects their industry, my view is the people, there should be transparency and sunlight, and the people should know that, hey, your lawyer legislator or your insurance broker legislator or your doctor legislator is personally benefiting, then you can vote them out at the ballot box. I think sunlight's the best treatment for this.
Allen Wilson, you know, I'm a big fan of sunlight. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. And folks, if you want to tell them, look, we don't need 2 month waiting periods when we see children being abused sexually live in real time. We don't need to wait 2 months to find out who is behind the screen name. The bill is S-74. So you can text keyword REP, R-E-P, to our text line. That's 800-905-0989 and get a hold of your House member. That's REP. To 800-905-0989. Tell them to move on that bill. Attorney General, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay.